Were you going to come down and watch TV with me?
No, but we always watch TV at this time. You've been avoiding me all day. At breakfast, after school. You just went up here to your room and stayed there until Mom and Dad came home and had dinner. Even then you didn't say much or even look at me. Now you're back in your room again. It's about last night, when we were watching TV together. We were both tired, so I snuggled up under your arm like I sometimes do. You had your hand on my back, rubbing it gently. It felt really nice. I think both of us were drifting in and out of sleep. And then I thought you said something, so I turned my face up towards yours. And just as you were turning yours towards me and our faces were so close, I could feel you breathing gently on me. And then suddenly we were kissing. I don't know if you started it or if I did or if it was mutual. It lasted for a good 2 seconds, and then suddenly you jerked your head away. I guess that's when you remembered I wasn't just a soft, warm girl in your arms. I became your little sister again. And then your hand wasn't on my back anymore, and you stood up so fast you almost knocked me off the couch. You looked so guilty. It was kind of funny, except for you seemed to be taking it really hard. And then you left. You tried to say something as you ran upstairs, but you'd already turned around and were moving so fast. You're still obviously feeling really guilty, almost a full day later, but you shouldn't. It was just an accident. Neither of us meant for it to happen. It was just a little kiss. I don't mind at all. It's not like Mom and Dad saw or will ever find out about it. So just like tonight, they're already up in their bedroom. And we won't see them until morning. I don't see any reason to tell them what happened. It was just something that kind of happened between the two of us. If anything, I was kind of flattered. I've never been kissed before. But last night, you seemed to think I was kiss-worthy. Maybe that's what being on a date is like. But I'm okay with pretending. It never, ever happened. We can go back to watching TV and stuff as a brother and sister. I don't want to lose any of that over something so minor. But, if you wanted to kiss more, I also wouldn't mind. Wait, now, don't say no. You liked kissing me before you realized what was going on. We were having a good time before that, too. What's the big deal if we kiss some more? Or what's the big deal if we do more than that? You're my big brother, and I love you. I like doing things with you, watching TV or playing games or doing chores and apparently kissing now too. I guess it makes sense that doing other stuff with you might be fun too. Stuff a little more naughty than kissing. You're rubbing my back. Felt so good last night. I have to wonder what it would be like to have your hand on my legs, or my bottom, or my chest, even between my legs. I'd let you touch me pretty much wherever you wanted, even places I haven't really touched myself all that much. I think it would be fun for both of us. And I also think it would be fun for me to touch you. Lots of places. But especially your cock. I've never touched one before. I'm kind of excited to find out what it's like.
So, if you want, we can go downstairs and watch TV like last night never happened. Or you can send me away, and you can still be all guilty, and I will be all sad because you're not happy. Or we can both stay in your room and kiss and maybe touch each other. You wouldn't be making me do anything I didn't really want to do. The thing you have to ask yourself is what you want to do, though, not what you should do. As a big brother, you should at least send me away or hit the reset switch and go down and watch TV with me. But what do you really, truly want to do? Deep down when you look at me standing here, maybe you see me as both a woman and a little sister. But this woman is okay with doing stuff with you. And the little sister is, too. So, let me get on the bed with you. You've got your back propped up with pillows so I can nestle in right under your arm again. Where I belong. If you want, I'm happy to just be like this. I never feel safer or more content than when I'm close to you. This feels so good. I know it can be kind of uncomfortable for you sometimes, especially when I fall asleep. But you never say anything or move at all. But I could make it more fun for you if I take your hand and put it on my chest. No. It's okay. I'm the one controlling your hand. I'm the one placing it over my breast. Only this dress is between your hand and my body. I'm not even wearing a bra. See? You can feel my nipple poking against the fabric. Now, if you're touching me, it's only fair that I touch you. I can take my other hand and put it at the front of your shorts. I thought I saw you getting bigger there, but now I can feel it. I'm doing that to you, aren't I? My words, and then you touching my breast, and now my hand squeezing you through your shorts. But you're gonna rip those shorts if you keep going like that. Let me just pull them down a little. It's okay. Just let me do it. And your boxers, too. There it is. It's free. At least until I put my hands around it. But that's not really containing it. You like that, don't you? Aren't you glad you didn't send me away? If you did, you wouldn't be squeezing my breast or feeling my hands stroking your cock. So, since I'm touching your cock, I guess it's okay if you touch my secret place. Except it won't be a secret to you anymore. It's one I'm willing to share with you. My hands are busy holding your hand to my breast and stroking your cock, but you have a free hand. Just reach under the hem of my dress. You can do it. Please do it. I'm not wearing any panties. That's my pussy you're touching. Is it normal for a girl to be that wet already? I've never felt like that down there before. But as I said, I haven't really touched myself all that much. It feels much better when you do it anyway. You keep doing that. I'm very happy stroking your cock, making it even harder and bigger. It's a matter of pride now to see how hard I can make you. I've never touched a boy like this before, but you don't seem to mind. Let's take my dress off, okay? It's just in the way. Maybe you want to see my breasts and my pussy instead of just feeling them. Maybe they aren't all that much to look at, but you're welcome to touch them without the dress in the way. And you can definitely keep doing what you were doing with my pussy. Especially if you touch my clit and rub around it. Keep touching my breasts and my pussy. And I'll keep touching your cock. But kiss me too. That's how this all got started. And I've been waiting all day to kiss you again. Oh, God. Thank you. Your lips do almost as much for me as your hands and fingers. I could just spend all night kissing you and having you play with my breasts and my pussy while I play with your cock. God, you'd be happy with that too, wouldn't you? God. Except it doesn't have to end there. You're more than welcome to touch any part of my body you want. But if you wanted to do more, you could. You know, like, if you wanted to have sex with me, I'd let you do it. I'd let you do it, and I'd never tell anyone. And it wouldn't have to change anything between us. I'd still be your little sister, and you'd still be my favorite person in the whole world. It'd just be that we had sex, but that's not really a big deal, is it? Lots of people have sex. And they do it because it feels good, which is what having sex with me would do. You don't have to do it if you don't want to, but I want you to. And I'd always wonder if my young body wasn't good enough for you, or if you didn't find me cute enough. I'd feel like I let my brother down by not being good enough to have sex with. I'd be so sad. You don't want me to feel sad, do you? Here. Let me lie down on your bed. My hopefully sexy but definitely underage body is sprawled out for you to look at, and it's very ready for you to do more than look at it. I don't even know what it's going to be like to have a cock in me. But right now, I really want to find out. And I want it to be your cock. My brother's cock. So you basically can have sex with me without fear of consequences. You can have sex with me even though I'm underage and your sister and all kinds of other reasons. I want you to do it. So there's really no reason not to. Especially since I can feel and see how hard your cock is. I'm a little scared by it now. It's gotten so big and hard. But I still want it in me. Even if it hurts or if it takes a while to get it in. I want it all in me. No. Of course I'm not on birth control. Your sweet, innocent little sister has no reason to be. I'm kind of hoping you don't have any condoms either, because we don't need them. I don't want one. I don't want anything getting in the way of us or keeping you from putting your sperm into me. I hope that doesn't change your mind about having sex with me. Now, I'll spread my legs nice and wide for you. You can get on top of me, covering me like the best blanket in the world. You do it, even though I can tell you're not sure about it. But you can't help yourself. After you kissed me last night, that's how I feel when I'm around you. Maybe this is a bad idea, but it's a really good bad idea. We'll have regrets whether we do it or not, so let's go with the regrets that let us make love first. It's touching my pussy now. Oh God, it makes such a thrill. Run through my entire body. Like when you kissed me last night. And this is just the beginning. I can feel you pressing it against me now. I'm trying to get it in me. It's going. Just a little bit, but it's going. Don't stop now. I'm so wet. And ready for you. Put your cock inside your sister's pussy. And take my virginity. You already have my heart. Oh my God. 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 I'm no longer a virgin, but oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Keep going. I want it all in me. I want it all in me. Cram your cock all the way in me. Like a good brother. I told you. I could take all your cock. Aren't you proud of your little sister? Now kiss me again. Before you really start to. To fuck me. That's the best word for it. But kiss me. And kiss me like you mean it. It's the least you could do. Under the circumstances. Thank you. Now I'm ready for my brother to give me a good fucking. Yes. Nice. And slow. Just How I knew you would do it. Oh, you're always so gentle with me. Whether it's playing or kissing or having sex. Oh, you're letting my tight, huh? Little pussy get used to your big hard cock. Letting me get wetter and wetter for you as you move in and out of me. I can feel myself stretching as I take you. It feels good. If it was some other boy, it might be more uncomfortable, but it's you. And I love you so much. And I love having sex with you. Am I making you feel good? A lot of guys would love to have sex with a girl my age. And a virgin. A lot of men would probably like to have sex with their little sister. Incest makes it special for some people. I guess it makes it special for me. I wouldn't feel like this, or... want it so much. If you weren't my brother, I couldn't love any other man more than I love you. I'm not supposed to have sex with you, which makes this, even better than it should be. Is it better for you? Because I'm your sister? I kind of hope it is. I want having sex with me to be better than any other girl. Because of how much you love me? Or because of how much everyone says we shouldn't be doing something like this? They say brothers shouldn't have sex with their sisters, but then why does it feel so good? We fit together so well. Oh God, we moved together so well. It would have hurt before for you to move this fast, but now it just feels good and keeps feeling better. I'm getting so good at sex, at incest, and I'll keep getting better the more we do it. I wasn't sure if I would have an orgasm. I was going to fake one to make you feel good. Now I don't have to. I can feel it building in me. like a storm on the horizon. It's going to rush in and sweep me off my feet. So come in me, big brother. I don't care if it makes me pregnant. Or maybe I want that to happen. But only because it would be your baby. I would do anything for you. Like have sex. Or have your baby. Anything to be closer to you and make you happy. I'm coming. Oh my God, I'm coming. Oh my God, oh my God, it's gonna happen. It's coming. I'm coming.
I can feel you coming inside me.
Come inside me. And maybe make a baby in me. I hope so. Big brother. Big brother. Yeah. Yes, come inside me, impregnate me. Ah! Ah!
I'm so sweaty and so full of your cum. But I've never been happier. I love you, big brother. Even more so now that we've had sex. That makes our relationship even closer now that we're lovers. And I'll love you even more if I end up having your baby. Now, let's turn on your TV. It's not as big as the one downstairs, but I don't care. We can still watch some of our shows and watch them for a little bit. And then once they're over, well, we'll just have to find something to do then.